Peace be with you. I'm Dr. Kent Gallagher, and I serve as the university's provost. I'm pleased to welcome you to Lubbock Christian University's 70th opening chapel service. As we do every year, I especially want to recognize our new freshmen and transfer students. If you are a new student at LCU, will you please rise and be recognized? Welcome to our academic community. You may be seated. We will begin this morning with a period of worship and reflection. First, Dr. Don Williams, Professor Emeritus of Theater and former academic dean, will lead us in prayer of thanksgiving for our heritage. Next, Dr. Philip Camp, Professor of Music and Director of Choirs, will lead us in two songs, one of them being Come Thou, O Mighty King. This song has been sung every year during our open chapel service since the founding of the university in 1957. It is an invitation to God to join us and to be at work among us as we begin a new school year. Following our worship and song, Student Body President Mr. Matthew Duval will read from the book of Romans. This passage has likewise been read aloud at the beginning of each school year. It is a beautiful reminder of the unity and diversity found within the kingdom of God and of the transforming work that God can accomplish in each of our lives. And then finally, following the reading, Dr. Connor Bryant, Assistant Professor of Education, will lead us in a prayer of blessing over LCU's 70th anniversary. Dr. Williams.
Would you pray with me, please? Our Heavenly Father, we gather with grateful hearts to celebrate 70 years of your faithfulness. We thank you, Father, for the host of witnesses who served as visionaries, leaders, faculty, staff, students, alumni, and supporters whose lives and service shaped this university's enduring legacy. Father, we praise you for the LCC generation of students who came here early and saw beyond the limited resources as they became pioneers, as they pursued truth, they grew in wisdom and deepened their faith. Through every challenge and every triumph, Lord, you have been our guide, our foundation. Your steadfast love has sustained this institution through 7 decades of learning, leadership, and Christian witness. Today we honor the legacy entrusted to us. We remember those who came before us, whose prayers, sacrifices, and dedication helped establish a firm foundation. May their example inspire us to live with unwavering commitment to your calling. As we look to the future, grant us wisdom to remain faithful to our mission. Strengthen us as we educate minds, as we shape character, as we prepare servant leaders to reflect the light of Christ in their communities and throughout the world. Father, we pray that you assist us as we strive to keep ourselves anchored in your truth while we walk in this life. Father, I ask you to bless our students with purpose, our faculty with insight, our staff with perseverance, and our alumni with continued opportunities to serve. May LCU continue to be a place where faith and learning flourish together, where lives are transformed, and where your name is honored. Father, let the next generation continue to build upon our remarkable heritage. May the legacy of the past become the inspiration of the future, and may all that is accomplished here bring glory to you. For For 70 years of faithfulness, Father, we give you thanks. For the years yet to come, we continue to place our trust in you. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, amen.
Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone.
Let's offer up a prayer for this year. Gracious and loving God, we come before you today with grateful hearts as we begin this new academic year and celebrate our 70th opening chapel. Thank you for this community and especially for the students that you've brought together this year. Each one of these students comes with unique gifts, hopes, experiences, and opportunities, and we are thankful that you have brought us together in this place. We also give thanks for our faculty and our staff, and for the preparation, prayer, and work that have gone into making this year possible. Bless their efforts as they teach, mentor, encourage, serve, and walk alongside our students. We are also grateful for the legacy that we have inherited from those who came before us, for the men and women whose faith, sacrifice, and vision built and sustained this university. As we celebrate 70 opening chapels, help us honor that legacy while faithfully carrying it forward for those who come after us. Lord, we pray specifically for this year ahead. May it be a year of growth that's not only academic, but physical, emotional, relational, and spiritual. Give us opportunities to challenge one another, encourage one another, serve one another, and grow closer to you. Help us recognize your presence in our classrooms, our work, our friendships, our successes, and even our challenges. Above all, may everything we do this year bring glory to you and help us become the people you have called us to be. In Jesus' name, amen.
Lubbock Christian University was founded in 1957 by members of the Churches of Christ who came together to establish a Christ-centered university on the South Plains, a university that would educate and prepare young people for rewarding careers, but more importantly, to draw them into closer relationship with their Creator and to equip them to live lives filled to the brim with meaning and purpose. Here at LCU, we strive to nurture and even transform the character of our students who are then equipped to engage and perhaps even shape contemporary American society. We aspire to quite literally transform the world through the transformed character of our graduates. As we begin this new academic year, we continue our quest to be authentically and courageously Christian as we work to equip our graduates for both vocation and for service in the kingdom. The dream that those early LCU pioneers gave birth to in 1957 is still alive and well today in 2026. Let me take a moment to specifically address our freshmen. Today, freshmen, you enter into what we commonly call the Academy. The Academy has its origins in Plato's school of philosophy. Founded as a shrine to the Greek goddess of wisdom in Academia, Greece, in 385 BCE. Through the ages, the Academy, what is defined as the global community of scholars, has sought to define truth and expand the limits of human knowledge and ability. Some of you may participate in the Academy only briefly during your college years. Others of you, like members of our faculty, may devote much of your adult life to the pursuit of knowledge and wisdom and truth. In either case, as you enter college, you become today part of an ancient tradition that stretches back more than 2,400 years. A tradition that is both noble and virtuous. As your provost, I enjoin you to take this very seriously, to wring the most out of this experience that you possibly can. Now, speaking of our faculty, members of the LCU faculty will be your guides in this great pursuit. These women and men have been educated at the finest universities in the land. Yet they choose to be here, at this place, at this time, doing this work among you, because they have received a calling to be salt and light in your lives. They are scholars, and they are expert teachers, and they are prepared to share with you the deep mysteries of their disciplines. However, you need to understand that they are not your peers. But the relationships that you build with them have the power to change you and to influence, and their influence can last for your entire lifetime. So although they are not your peers, they are ready to become something much more powerful in your life. They're ready to become your mentors. Students, I am confident that if you are willing, and that's the most important part, if you are willing, you will encounter someone on this campus that God can use to form you and perhaps even change your life. Our faculty will mentor you in their disciplines, but they will also mentor you in faith and in life. They have quite literally committed their professional lives to helping you discover the person that God created you to be. I will now call upon the members of the academic leadership team to introduce their faculties. They will go in this order: Dr. Jeff Carey, Dean of the Smith College of Biblical Studies, then Dr. Kenneth Hawley, Dean of the Mabee Foundation Honors College, then Dean Craig Fair of the Hancock College of Liberal Arts and Social Sciences, then Toby Rogers, Dean of the Lane College of Science and Health Professions, followed by Dean Mack of the College of Business, and Dean Boyer of the newly named Wynn College of Education.
As Dean of the College of Biblical Studies, it is my honor to introduce the unrivaled faculty from the College of Biblical Studies. Would my colleagues in Bible please stand and be recognized.
The Honors College is comprised of faculty and students from every major, department, and college on campus, and I'm pleased to have the Honors faculty stand and be recognized.
College of Liberal Arts and Social Sciences is comprised of four distinct departments united in their exploration of what it means to be human and how to serve humanity. This year, the college's Humanities Department welcomes Katie Weiss as a faculty hire for the teaching of English and Linguistics. Katie, would you please rise? Would the faculty of the Department of Behavioral Sciences please rise and be recognized? Would the faculty of the Department of Criminal Justice please stand and be recognized? Would the faculty of the Department of Humanities please stand and be recognized? And would the faculty of the Department of Visual and Performing Arts please stand and be recognized?
It is my privilege to introduce the distinguished faculty of the Lane College of Science and Health Professions. I will begin with some new faculty members. Dr. Heather Andrews-Vellers, if you'll stand, will serve this year as the Director of Center for Teaching, Learning, and Scholarship and an Associate Professor of Exercise Science. Please welcome Dr. Heather Andrews-Vellers. Dr. David Lever, if you'll stand. Dr. Lever will serve this year as the Academic Chair and Associate Professor in the Department of Chemistry and Biochemistry. Please welcome Dr. David Lever. Miss Jacqueline Doyle. Miss Jacqueline Doyle will serve this year as an instructor of mathematics. So, yes, please welcome. Dr. Loriana Nerios. She will serve this year as an assistant professor of nursing and as the coordinator of the Masters of Family Nurse Practitioner program. Please welcome Dr. Loriana Nerios. Dr. Laura Wagner, she will serve this year as an assistant professor of nursing. Please welcome Dr. Laura Wagner. Mr. Blake McNeil will serve this year as an instructor of nursing and as the coordinator of the undergraduate nursing program. Please welcome Mr. Blake McNeil. And Dr. Paige Hector. She will serve this year as an assistant professor of nursing in our Masters of Nurse Practitioner program. Please welcome Dr. Paige Hector. Would the remaining faculty in the Department of Chemistry and Biochemistry please stand and be recognized? Would the faculty in the Department of Exercise and Sports Sciences please stand and be recognized? Would the faculty in the Department of Mathematics please stand and be recognized? Would the faculty in the Department of Natural Sciences please stand and be recognized? And would the faculty in the School of Nursing please stand and be recognized?
Hi, it is my privilege to serve as the Dean of the College of Business that is populated with the finest students on campus. And to serve the best students on campus, we have the best faculty on campus that is on the center of the stage. We have three new faculty members. The first is Dr. Michael Beeson. Michael is serving as an assistant professor of management. We also have a new lecturer in residence, Nathan Carcino, who will also serve as the radio station manager for SHAP Radio. And then finally is Jamila Branch, who is a professor, lecturer of residence in accounting. Jamila. And will the rest of the best of the College of Business faculty please be recognized?
And the last shall be first. As I ask the faculty and staff of the Phil and Jean Wynn College of Education to rise.
Most excellent this, most excellent that.
There is another group that needs to be recognized, but first I want to recognize Faith Reniger, who is one of our new librarians. Faith, are you here? Faith is joining us from Texas Tech and is rounding out the catalog, as they call themselves, over in the library. The librarians serve our entire academic community, and because of that, they really probably are the most excellent faculty that we have. Will the librarians please stand to be recognized? And then there's this other group of folks that are in the room that I want to stand so that you can see who they are. Will our dedicated coaches, our staff members, and university administrators please rise and be recognized? A university is like a small city, and these people that you just saw standing among you, from healthcare to housing, these are the people that make this place go. And like our faculty, they have given their lives to Christ Center Education, and they too are deeply invested in your success. Well, I now have the pleasure this morning of introducing our university president. I have known him for over 25 years, and I can testify that he is an extraordinary man, not just extraordinarily tall, not just a size 15 boot, but he has dedicated his life to the idea that Christ-centered higher education has the power to change lives for eternity. You students are always at the forefront of his mind. I'm pleased to introduce to you this morning the seventh president of Lubbock Christian University, Dr. Scott McDowell.
Thank you, Dr. Gallagher. Good to know, Coach Gomez, that our coaches aren't the only competitive ones on campus. I think these deans have taken a page out of your book. I told our faculty the opening devotional that I led a little over a week ago. One of the great blessings of the Academy is that we, in fact, while everybody else gets one new year, we get a new fall, we get a new spring, we even get a new summer. We've got these wonderful rhythms of the academic calendar, but you'd be hard-pressed to find a more exciting or anticipated time than the start of the fall semester. For some of you, this is the absolute beginning of your academic journey. For some of you, you're close to the end. But for all of you, you have a 4.0 GPA for this semester, and it's yours to keep. So we're grateful that you're here, and as your president, I want to challenge you to make the most of it. As Dr. Gallagher said, you have a rare collection of outstanding faculty. I would say world-class faculty who have dedicated themselves in their walks with the Lord to walk with you. They've made this their life's work, and I hope and prayer for you is that you make the most of this opportunity to interact with this world-class faculty. One of the first stops on the LCU tour when you came as a prospective student was the F.W. Maddox Administration Building. We don't really show you much of it. It's a little bit aged, but we walk you through the front. And in that front room in the lobby, you see pictures of our founding president, F.W. Maddox. You see pictures of the original buildings on campus and how this campus was in the middle of the cotton field. And also emblazoned on this wall is a wonderful text from Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. And it comes on the heels, for those of you that know a little scripture, on the heels of Hebrews 11, the great faith chapter, where quite literally dozens of names of the faithful all the way back through recorded history are referenced. And the Hebrew writer then in chapter 12 thinks about them as that great cloud of witnesses, that great group of people who, although they are not physically alive, they are every bit alive because God is the God of the living and not the dead. And they surround us as a great cloud of witnesses. And the text reads, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith." I find several encouraging thoughts in this text. I want to just share a handful of them. And the first one is this: the cloud of witnesses reminds all of you, and especially reminds our first-time freshmen, that you are part of something bigger than us. Well, at Christian University, we are part of a legacy of faith that goes back 70 years. We're in our platinum anniversary. And there are, in addition to those great heroes of faith that we find in Scripture, there are heroes of faithful that serve right here in this place over the 7 decades. Legendary people like Norval Young, F.W. Maddox, Gene and Eileen Hancock, K.C. Mosier, Lennis and Verdi Baker, Leslie Lane Perrin, Hugh and Norma Ruth Rhodes. They're larger-than-life names from our earliest years. And most recently, names like Steve and Emily Limley, Larry and Nell Hayes, Rod and Sandra Blackwood, Byron and Karen Rogers, Don and Phyllis Williams, and Jesse and Joanne Long stand as living legends. When you leave this place, you will remember just a key few faculty and staff. And those names will make an indelible impression on you. You're now part of something much bigger than yourselves. But the writer goes on. And he gives the advice to lay off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And certainly at a Christ-centered university, we want you to lay off any kind of sin that entangles. But I can tell you, in a room like this, there's a lot more that entangles us. There's a lot of extra stuff we're carrying. Mountain crossing at Neal Gap is 31.7 miles into the Appalachian Trail. And it's most famous for being the place where people realize they've packed too much. They have too much on their backs. Their packs are too heavy. And so they lighten their load. And it's the last place where you can actually mail order everything back home. If you miss that stop, there are many stops along the way where people just discard things as they're lightening their load. Here's the reality: as you come to this place, you have everything that you need. But I'm going to tell you very clearly, you have some things that you don't need. You've got some excess baggage that may have been put there by someone who meant well, but they planted ideas in your head that you're not enough, that you're not good enough, that you're not smart enough, that you're not capable enough. And I challenge you to lay those things aside. Let me tell you clearly, you belong here. God has brought you here. We intend for you to finish here. Lay aside all that excess baggage. Just out of curiosity, we became a Hispanic serving institution a couple of years ago. Last year's freshman class was 44% Hispanic. I believe this year's freshman class is at or above that number. But just out of curiosity, how many in this room, by a show of hands, and I want you to be bold with this, how many in this room are bilingual? Hold up your hand if you're bilingual. Hold them up high and look around there. Every one of you people that is bilingual has an edge on your college president for the future of this nation. You can put them down. That is something to be incredibly proud of. Lay off the things that hinder.
And then he says, run the race marked out for us. One of the beautiful things about Lubbock Christian University is that we don't have a cutthroat culture. These faculty that have made you their life's work will pour themselves into helping you become the best version of yourself. Our highest ambition as a university is help you discover who it is that God created you to be. And then to go live that out with intentionality and purpose. And rather than being cutthroat, where we're pitting each of you against everyone else to see who can be the top dog, what our faculty want to help you discover is the best version of yourself. You're running a race against your personal best. It's a race marked out for you. If you paid attention, you realize I skipped a word. And that word is perseverance. And make no mistake about it, while we walk with you and while our faculty will pour into you, our faculty will also demand a great deal of you and a great deal from you because they believe that you can reach higher heights than you've ever reached to this point in your academic career. And so you're going to absolutely have to work hard. And I challenge you not to shy away from that work. It's not going to be easy. Let me say it again, it's not going to be easy. But if you work hard, it will be absolutely worth it when you walk across the stage in 4 years. Finally, I love the idea that this text says we don't have to do it alone. It says that we can fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. He's the pioneer that goes out before us. He's the trailblazer. And Jesus told us something. If you get lost, look for Jesus. But he told us something that most of us don't believe. He told us something at the tail end of his ministry. He said, it's better for you that I go away. And most of us don't actually believe that verse. We think we would love to have Jesus right here with us. Wouldn't it be good to have a consultation with Jesus every morning in the flesh? Jesus said, I've left you one better. I've left you the comforter. I've left you the Holy Spirit. He is going to be with you. He's going to comfort you. He's going to guide you into all truth. And the great edge that we have as believers in Jesus Christ is we have access to the God of the universe by the Holy Spirit who lives in us. One of my favorite stories in Scripture is the story of Daniel. You know the story of Daniel and his three friends carried into Babylonian captivity. They're young men about your age that went to Babylon. You couldn't find a more obscure major right now than Babylonian literature. It'd be really hard, and we don't offer it. But back then, Babylonian literature was the center of the universe, and God gave those four young men, 1:17 of Daniel says, God gave those four young men knowledge in all the language and literature of the Babylonians, and they were 10 times better than anybody else because God's Spirit was inspiring their work. Lean into God's Holy Spirit. Invite Him into your day. Invite Him into your work. Invite Him into your studies. And it will be different for you. Our fourth president, Dr. Steve Lemley, was thinking about this text, and he wrote about it a decade ago. At our 60th celebration, he penned these words, all who love LCU's story can, but stand in humility and thanksgiving for LCU's courageous founders, all of them, whether known or not, their sacrifices are yet visible. And in those founders, we have a great cloud of witnesses around us. They are cheering us on with their example. Like them, we look to the future with faith, hope, and love. Welcome to Lubbock Christian University's 70th anniversary. This is our platinum anniversary, and you're a part of it.
All right, so some of you are probably getting nervous about your next class. If you have a class right out of chapel, I promise you, it won't start until all of these people get to class. So everybody just settle down for a minute. All right, so this is the time of the year where I get to give you a charge. It's really the only time of the year that I get to speak to the entire student body, unless Fraze invites me to speak in chapel. You know how he is. So my charge this year is pretty simple. I've been at this now. The president and I were comparing notes this morning. This is my 36th year in the academy and my 31st year in Christian education. And I've noticed a few things over the years. In fact, several years ago, I was on a faculty panel for freshman orientation. And the topic was student success. And the moderator of this panel was a young woman who was on the orientation team for the university. And she was asking us all these questions, a lot of the questions you would expect. There were questions about habits. You know, the kinds of habits that served you well in high school, and maybe the new habits that you should adopt in college, like study skills and reading. And we get to the end of those questions, and her last question moved us beyond habits. Her last question was this: what are the biggest obstacles to success in college? And that allowed us to drop some deeper truths on those students that day. Do you want to know what they are? The biggest obstacles to success in college are the same obstacles to success in any area of your life. They are two words. Those words are fear and pride. These two emotions exercise so much authority in our lives. Fear and pride. They will be the biggest obstacles that you face in your family life, the biggest obstacles that you face in relationships, the biggest obstacles that you face in your career progression or in your public life. And they are especially impactful as you begin your college journey. I'm not going to ask for folks to raise their hands like the president did. I don't call people out like that. But how many of you, just answer this to yourself, how many of you are nervous about starting this semester? I bet there are some folks in the room who are experiencing some real anxiety today. The self-talk can show up like this: I'm the first person in my family to go to college, and I have no idea what I'm doing. Everyone else seems to have it all together. I'm not sure I belong here. School has never come easy for me. What if I fail? Now, let me ask you to think about something for just a moment. Ask yourself this question: what do you suppose might happen to a college student that's paralyzed by fear? All those I can'ts, but at the same time is too proud to ask someone for help. Fear and pride, when they get together, man, those twins become really dangerous. Now, there's no way to sugarcoat it. It's true, college is tough. But I have good news for you today. You've come to a place where you do not have to tough it out alone. You have advisors like your compass guides. You have the members of our faculty. You have campus mentors. You have Res Life. You have so many people who are invested in your success. So my charge to you this year as your provost is, let's all agree that we will not let our fears control us, and we will not let our pride cause us to lose out on what we've always dreamed of. Reach out to the people who have committed their lives to your success. Everyone in this room has a big dream. I mean, I've been doing this about twice as long as any of you kids have been alive. And I can promise you, I've never met a 17 or 18-year-old kid who had a small dream. No matter the dream, it's big to you. So don't let your fear or your pride keep you from living your dream. We walk with you isn't just something we say around here. It's something we do. Go to your compass guide. Go to your professor, go to your faculty advisor, go to your campus mentor, take us up on the invitation. Let us walk with you. You'll be glad you did. So as your provost, this is my solemn charge to you for the 70th academic year. I now invite your favorite vice president, Mr. Randall DeMint, vice president for student life, to offer a prayer for LCU's future and to pray a blessing over our students and our entire campus community. Following that, Dr. Camp will return to lead us in the singing of the alma mater.
Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, creator of all things, God with us, we come before you with gratitude for the past and for this present moment, for your goodness and your faithfulness that has sustained Lubbock Christian University for the past 70 years. Now we come before you asking a blessing on the future of LCU, the future of this day, this semester, this academic year, and for the generations who will continue to walk these spaces in years to come. I pray that the students in this room and beyond will send future generations to this place for a compelling mission grounded in you. Father, we don't want to go anywhere where you're not going. So I ask for your direction, your wisdom, your faithfulness, and that all current and future leadership seek your spirit to walk as humble stewards of it, and that they lean into the imagination and the vision of helping students pursue wisdom, discern vocation with a heart of servanthood. We claim the good news of the gospel, and may the future of LCU be marked with students exceptionally equipped in all the things that are meaningful. Father, I pray a blessing on all the students that are in this room and beyond. I pray that your spirit be thick on this campus. And Father, I pray that the future of LCU is as vast as you determine it to be. It's in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior and our friend, that I pray. Amen.
Let's be standing, please, for the alma mater.
Hail to our own Lubbock Christian modern pioneers. May his blessings rest upon you always through the years. Ties of friendship, love unbounded, colors white and blue. Christian will be true to you. Hail to thee, our alma mater, love a Christian rings, born to give the light of knowledge set on molding plains, learning character, citizenship with Christianity. Oh, beloved, love a Christian will remember thee.
As University Provost and Chief Academic Officer, I am pleased to declare the 70th academic year at Lubbock Christian University to officially be in session. Go with God.